Haftira Parshas Ekev. Navi says, Shimu Elai Roidfei Tzedek Mevakshi Hashem. Listen to me, all you people who are looking for Tzedek, searching for the truth, looking for the Rabbanu Shel Olam, trying to better your ways. I have some advice for you, says Yeshaya Navi. Hebitu El Tzur Chutzavtem. Take a close look at the rock from where you were hewn. Look at your source. Go back to your roots. If you want to find out how to do something good, go back to the beginning. Ve'el makeves barnu kartem. And go back to the original pit from where you came. Habitu el Avraham avichem, says the Navi. Look at Avraham avinu ve'el Sarah se'ilalchem and Sarah who gave birth to you. The Dubna Magad has a beautiful mahalach in what this pasuk is saying based on a Gemara in Shabbat Taf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Pasuk says in Ashira, Zeh Keli Van Veyu. Rashi brings, what does Van Veyu mean? And you should be Navehim. What's Navehim? So Rashi has one shot. You should build for him a base of Mikdash. Naveh is a lashon of a home. Rashi has another shot, Van Veyu. You should do beautiful mitzvahs before him. Have a sukkah noe, a shofar noe, etc., which is also brought down in the Gemara. But the Gemara in Shabbos brings another b'shat from Abishol, a third b'shat. Van Veyu zogt Abishol, Mahu rachum afato rachum, Mahu chanun afato chanun. And the question is, how does it fit into the pasuk Van Veyu? So the pasuk b'shat, you have to say some type of doichik. Van Veyu means not that you should do something beautiful for him, you should make yourselves beautiful before him. Va'anveyu, make yourselves beautiful in front of him. That's very shver, and also how does it fit into the words af mahu chanun? Just say, to be have good midas, be chanun v'rachum. So listen to the Dubna Magid, a very, very inspiring message for us all. Chazal tell us a story, the Shimon ben Shetach, who once bought a chamor off an Arab, a famous story, and this Talmidim discovered that on the chamor's neck, hidden from view, there was a precious stone. And Shimon ben Shetach went and returned the stone, even though he was not mechuyev to. And what did the guy say? The guy said, Baruch Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. Now, you want to understand, why did the guy say, Baruch Elokei Shimon ben Shetach? He should have said, Baruch Shimon ben Shetach. What's his Elokei Shimon ben Shetach? What does that have to do with it? He's very impressive, Shimon ben Shetach. Tered says, look at Dubner. A human being, a normal mensch, doesn't act like that. A normal person, he gets this special precious stone, he keeps it. Even according to Allah, he could keep it. According to Yishmaeli law, I don't want to, you know, go down out against, you know, whatever lives matter. But they encourage stealing. So he goes and returns it. It's not a normal human trait. It's not even a special human trait. It's nobody acts like that. It must be, this Yishmaeli said, that this was a godly person. This was someone who lived with the Rabbi Shel Olam, someone who had higher ideals. He wasn't just an Olam Hazeh. So he says, Baruch Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach acts like this, and he's impressed with Shimon ben Shetach, but this must come from his special relationship that Shimon ben Shetach has with the Rabbi Shel Olam. The love that he has for the Rabbi Shel Olam compels him to act that way. And beautiful, beautiful, that's the pshat, why the Medrash, when the Medrash says a story, so the Medrash actually says it on which pasuk? So the Dubna Magid brings the whole Medrash. The Medrash says it on the pasuk. Second. One moment. Shir Lashem Shir Chadash, Tehilasei V'Kal Chasidim. So now we understand very geshmak what the kesher to the pasuk is. When you're with the chassidim, when you're with the special yidden of Hashem, that brings you to Shir Hashem, Shir Chadash. You have a special new recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his tzaddikim. Again, we mentioned once, a while back, that could be why at the end of the bracha of tzaddikim, which we mentioned in Shemoneh Esrei, every day, at the end of the bracha of the tzaddikim, we say, V'alchastecha, be'emes, uv'savim, whatever your nusach is, nishanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but our appreciation for tzaddikim, our emunah in tzaddikim, brings us to a closer relationship with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see from the tzaddikim how much you have touched their lives and how much you're part of their lives. Ki chelek Hashem amoy yakov chelvon achlosay. through Yaakov, he's able to see the Chilek Hashem and closer to the Rabbi Shalom himself. So that's how impressed he was with Eviza the Midas of Shimon ben Shetach. Wow, what a special, amazing Rabbi Shalom these Yidden must have. He says, that's also the Indian Alexander Moikton. When he saw Shimon HaTzadik, what did he say? Baruch Elokei Shimon HaTzadik. From Shimon HaTzadik's actions, that brought him to a greater awareness of the Elokim, the God, the Rabbani Shalom of Shimon HaTzadik. And that's why he says, Pshat in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Noida ba Sha'arim Bala. Through different Sha'arim, we get to know the Rabbani Shalom. Different gates, different ways to get into him, to get to know the Rabbani Shalom. What are those different ways? To get to know Bala, to get to know the Balaam of the world? Who are these Sha'arim? B'shiftoyim ziknei aretz. Take a look at these special, special Yidden. Look how they act, how selfless they are, how dedicated they are. Look at their chanun, look at their rachum, and you'll realize how amazing the Rabbani Shalom is. Chazal tell us, we mentioned this last week, the Gemara in Yumad Daf Pei Vav explains this mimer and says, he learns Tanakh, he learns Mishnayis, he's Mishamash Mil Chachamim, Ve'imasoyim Matanoi Benachas Ma'briyas, and he deals so honestly with people. He's a pleasure to do business with. Ma'briyas Oymus Allah, what do people say about him? Ashrei Aviv Shalim Doi Torah. Ashrei Rabboi Shalim Doi Torah. Oylem Labriyoi Shalim Doi Torah. Woe to the poor people, the losers, who don't learn Torah. Plenty Shalom at Torah. This guy that learned Torah, ooh, Kamen Noim Derocha. Look how pleasant, look how sweet. How beautiful his ways are. Noim with an olive. Look how beautiful his ways are. Kamei sukana masav. Look how perfect his actions are. Allah v'akos of Omer. On this person, it says in the Navi, v'yomer li avdi ato Yisrael asher b'cho espar. This is someone who Hashem says, I'm proud of. He brings Kiddush Hashem into the world. He brings the world to Malchus Shakai. He makes people want to become better. He inspires people. So we spoke a little bit about this last week in the Haftarah also. In Mele, let's take a look at Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, we know, was someone who went around to the whole world, to Goyim, I mean to the whole world, Mamish, to everybody who he could, the whole world, Goyim. Even when Arabs came to his house, and he tried to inspire and make a Kiddush Hashem, a proactive Kiddush Hashem. He went out and looked for a Kiddush Hashem. Chazal say, and the pasuk Vayikra Hashem Hashem, as Chazal, and this pasuk, Al Tikri Vayikra Hashem 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 Kel Olam, Al Tikri Vayikra Ela Vayakri. He didn't just call it Vayakri. He got others to do it. He inspired others. He had Talmidim. He created, inspired others to go out and become people that would want to also love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shei Shem Shemayim Es Al Vayodecha. So Dovin Amagid. That's the pshat in the Gemara which we began with. We asked, it says in the Pasuk, Zekeli Va'anveyu. Va'anveyu means do something beautiful for him. Do so, make it, give him something beautiful. Give him a beautiful base of Mikdash. The first shot was build him a home, excuse me. Or do beautiful mitzvahs before him. But Va'anveyu, Mahu, Chanun, Afata Chanun, has a fit into the word Va'anveyu. It's making yourself beautiful. It's not giving him, the Teretz is, because if you live beautiful lives, you're giving him a gift, people will recognize him, people will realize how beautiful he is. People will talk about how special HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Rashi actually in Chumash, on the Pasuk Va'anveyu, says that this is like it says in Shir HaShirim, when Klal Yisrael will speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they say Doidi, and all the beautiful things that they say about Doidi, Tzach V'adayim. See, this is a little bit different than that Pshat Rashi, but Va'anveyu is you get people to talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi means that you talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here you get people to talk about it. You're acting. When you act with Chanan, you act with Rachim, people will recognize this Midah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, this Chanan comes from the Rabbi Shalom. This Rachim comes from the Rabbi Shalom. Baruch Hashem. Elikei Shimon Shatach. Baruch Elikei Shimon HaTzadik. This is the Chiyuv of Abba Shaul that he learns from this Pasuk. Is cause people through your actions to say how beautiful the Rabbi Shalom is. People should grow fonder and more endeared to have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of your actions. Hamele, that's a pshat in the Haftarah also. Shimu Eli, Roidfei Tzedek, Mevakshei Hashem. All you who are looking for a lesson in how to be involved and how to search and how to go after Tzedek and Chesed, go back to the biggest Mis'ai, the one who brought the most Avat Hashem to rule, like we said, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, right at the beginning, the mitzvah of Avat Hashem, he brings Avram Avinu as someone who is Mekayim, this mitzvah of Avat Hashem Lekecha. Like the Chavis of Avat Hashem, and the Shah Avat Hashem. He is the king of this mitzvah. He loved Hashem so much to the fashion that he wanted everyone also to love, and he did it. He affected that. Everyone should love the Rabbi Shalom also. So that's why the Navi says, you want to know how to be involved in Chesed. You want to have the right focus. What do I focus on when I'm doing Chesed? I'm running a stock organization. I have this gemach. I do this and this Chesed for my family, for my friends, for my neighborhood, for some singles in the area. What's my focus? What's the right hashkafa? There are maybe people with the wrong hashkafa also doing very nice and doing good maisim. But what's the right hashkafa? It should be l'shem shamayim. The answer is l'shem shamayim. You're trying to cause, through your actors, people should go along and get closer to the Rabbi Shalom. That's the Navi says, Shimu Elai, Reifi Tzedek, Navak Hashem. Those who are searching for Hashem, who are running after Tzedek. Look at Tzurach Gutsafta. Look where you came from. You have us in you. Look at Avram and Sarah, who you come from. What did they do? What did Avram and Sarah, their life goal? What Chesed was a means to an end. And the end was to cause the world to love the Rebbein Shel Olam. Their Chesed was a Chesed to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get the world closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be Zayche. We're doing such beautiful things. Everyone does such nice things with their family, with their friends, with their students, with people around them, with needy people. But let's stay focused on the right goal to get closer to the Rabbayin Shel Olam and to inspire others to grow, to develop a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheishem Shemayim Es'av Al Yodeinu. Good Shabbos.